StormLakeRadio.com. Chris Bachman joined now by Ezra Miller, who is a sophomore currently at Ridgeview High School in Holstein, Iowa, his hometown. And Ezra, back on April 22nd, the day after the Iowa Hawkeye football team had their spring scrimmage, you made the announcement via Twitter that you are committing to be an Iowa Hawkeye. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, sir.
Tell me a little bit about the process now. How young were you maybe when the Iowa Hawkeye football team or staff or Coach Ferentz reached out to you?
As a younger kid in high school, they can't really reach out to me directly. I can go to their camps and get their numbers and stuff, but they can't call me. I have to initiate all the contact with them, and they originally offered me at their junior day, which was about a month prior to my commitment.
Okay, so the next step for you, I want to talk about what you do when it's not fall football for the Ridgeview Raptors. What are things you plan on doing here now that today's May 1st as we record this? Things that might be coming up for yourself here this summer?
In the summer, I'm just going to focus on getting myself better and getting my team better because we're going to be very young. So I'm going to work on helping my team a lot. And then I got a few camps I'm going to at Iowa just to get around the coaches more. And then once again, I'm just going to focus mainly on getting myself better and hitting the weights hard and getting my steps down and all that good stuff.
Now, let me ask you about past camps. Where have you gone? Where have you traveled to try and better your game?
I haven't traveled a whole lot outside of the Midwest. I've been to Nebraska, Iowa, Iowa State, Wisconsin. I went to a camp at Notre Dame once. And then this year, I went to Chicago for a Under Armour camp, which was a great one. And then this weekend, actually, I have the opening coming up, which is a big, big Nike camp, and it's a lot of good competition that I'm looking forward to.
Ezra, if I may, I want to ask you about your thought process behind becoming an Iowa Hawkeye, choosing Iowa City to further your education, further your football skills. Who was helping guide you along this path?
My parents were definitely a big help. They just wanted me to go where I felt like I would do my best at, and where they felt would be a good fit for me, and they thought it was a good fit, and I really agreed with that because they have a good pre-med work program I'm looking for, and then their football program is very stable, and they always want you to be the best you can be.
Now, this past week, of course, was the NFL draft. Four Iowa Hawkeyes were drafted. Usually, offensive linemen from Iowa become very successful, as we've seen, and I know you have in the past years. Let's dream big, Ezra. I mean, when you can daydream, when you can think about, when you can envision your future, where do you dream of being?
I think it would be awesome to make it to the NFL. Right now, I don't watch a whole lot of NFL ball. I just more stick to college, and I don't have a particularly favorite team, but I would just love to take my game to that level, and it would just be awesome.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your workout regime and how you talked earlier about getting better and the drills and so forth? Tell us about what you do to make yourself a better football player.
During school, we actually have our own dedicated fitness class, which is really good. So that's about an hour's worth of lifting in school. And then I have sports, of course, which takes about an hour to 2 hours, depending on which season it is. And after sports, football I usually don't do, like, after practice workouts, but once we get more into basketball and track, then I do some more after practice workouts and that kind of stuff. And then I do footwork, too, and I help out my linemen with their steps occasionally.
What do you think when you hear that you are the number one recruit in the state of Iowa in the 2019 class? You ever give that much thought?
That's not something I really like to think about because I feel like if I think about that too much, I'm going to get a little too cocky and get a little too complacent with it. I would just like to be number one in everything and just try to be the best at everything, but I don't want to think about it too much.
Okay, what's it been with mom and dad guiding you along the way? Talk about your relationship with your parents.
It's a very, very good relationship. They're always very supporting. Even when they get a little bit angry at me, it's always in a very good way, and they push me to be the best I can be.
I want to ask you now, just on a lighter note, when it comes to school lunches, there's been some things said here in the last year or two about school lunches becoming smaller or healthier. What do you do at lunchtime at Ridgeview High School?
I pork out.
Do you have to order three lunches, or do you bring some of your own?
I usually get, like, seconds. We get pretty good lunches here, and so I get a lot of cottage cheese, and then I try to get some meat with it every time. And then once I get home, I have a huge meal, like, right when I get home, and then right before I go to bed, I have another full meal.
I mean, do you ever wonder, or do you pinpoint, you know, I want to get to 290. I want to pack on some more muscle. I mean, have you ever thought about that?
Really, right now, I'm just trying to get more lean. I'm not trying to put on a ton of weight or anything. I'm just focusing on getting leaner and staying as athletic as possible.
You're looking forward to fall football. I know you transfer from Jeff DeHaan. Dale Tokheim takes over. Of course, he has a long tenure of being a Ridgeview Raptor coach.
I'm very much looking forward to it, and I think it'll be good with new coaching. And we're going to change up our play style a little bit, too, to suit what we have better this year. So that'll be nice.
I've seen some highlights of your football play. Who helps you, you know, edit that and make that highlight reel? Because it's pretty cool.
My dad really helped me make the highlight reel. Me and him worked on that a lot.
And what do you like to do in your spare time? Any hobbies? Any things you really enjoy?
I hang out with my girlfriend a lot, too. That's a thing I do a lot, and then I hang out with friends occasionally, and then for the most of the time, I just kind of relax at home and do some recovery-type stuff. So,
okay, so here we go. You have that in the rearview mirror, the fact that you chose Iowa. Best of luck, Ezra Miller. Hopefully we can keep in touch, and I hope you have a great summer, good fall football season, and we really appreciate your time here at Storm Lake Radio.
Well, thank you very much, sir. It's an honor to do an interview here.
Thank you very much. Ezra Miller from Ridgeview High School, a sophomore who announced back on April 22nd he'll attend Iowa in Iowa City playing football and furthering his education.